going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by AYO9.biz. That's the place for the avid music listener to get a chance to listen to music from one of Virginia's finest, AYO9. And it's for the casual conversationalists. They have a blog section where you can engage in productive dialogue and enjoy the community of music and social commentary. That's AYO9.biz. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. Let everybody know that we're live. Let everybody know that we're doing our thing right now. We got a lot to talk about on today's show, so we'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
What's up, family? Are you down for Black Empowerment? Because Black Empowerment is more than just a slogan. It's truly becoming a lifestyle. On Code Clothing is the brand that's unapologetically black and fly. Make no mistake, this gear is exclusive and not for everyone. You got to be grassroots aligned and coded up to truly appreciate this lifestyle brand. Check them out now at oncodeclothing.com. Sign up now and save 10% on everything in stock and follow them on social media at oncodeclothing. Would you like to make six figures or more providing court-mandated classes like anger management, DUI, or shoplifting prevention? If so, go to courtmandatedtraining.com and sign up for the free webinar that will help you get started, even if you have no experience. So if you want to get that bag, if you want to get some money and do it the right way, go to courtmandatedtraining.com to learn more. Again, that's courtmandatedtraining.com. Yo, are you single and ready to mingle? If you are a single 90s hip-hop lover, you need to check out the brand new dating app called Hood Love. Now, Hood Love is designed for singles just like you, where you can get your Mac on, you can get your freak on, you can get your date on, you can get your hookup on, or whatever you want to do with the opposite sex, make it happen. So go to Hood Love. It's available right now on Google Play and the App Store. Hood Love. Get your Mac on, get your freak on, get your date on right now. Check out the brand new book called Going Global. That's the life-changing experiences of 10 courageous black men. That's a book that follows 10 American black men and captures their reasons, experiences, and knowledge from living abroad in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Going Global is the passionate and personal experience of each author's journey that gives insight to the awakening that occurs when black Americans decide to take the leap and break free from American society's constraints. So check out the book right now, The Life-Changing Experiences of 10 Courageous Black Men, on Amazon and other bookstores. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at going.global.book. From director and writer Yaw Agayapong and producer Devin Richardson, they bring you The Birth of Deceit. This is a film about a young black woman that goes on the search for answers about her parents' death. And in the midst of all this, she befriends a strange detective that reveals the horrid things that happened to her parents. So you can check the film out now and get tickets for the screenings at agayapongfilms.com. That's AGYAPONGfilms.com. Yo, cupcake season is right around the corner, family, and you need to get your fragrance game all up in order. So you need to check out ashkicking.com. That's a black-owned business that sells all-natural health and beauty products, and it also has fragrance products. You can get beauty products such as body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more. So again, you need to check out ashkicking, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, .com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Yo, we're here. We're back. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am back. I'm here. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I know I'm late this week. I was supposed to do the show earlier this week, but I'm here. I'm here, folks. I'm here, family. I'm here to make it happen. Shout out to everybody. Mother's Day weekend is this weekend. Shout out to everybody who has to go over there and cupcake for your baby mama a little bit. Shout out to you. We got a lot of stuff we're going to try to cover today. I want to try to cover it fast. The main thing we're going to cover later in the broadcast today, I want to talk about the Aisha Curry situation, and I want to break that down. Why I want to give four reasons why dudes aren't checking for her or women like her, because that's been a hot topic this week, and I really want to get into that. Now, before we get into that thing, a lot of stuff happening in the news. You know, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, they just had their baby, and you know, already the baby is experiencing racism. There was one British reporter, I think he works for the BBC, he was trying to compare the baby to a monkey, and then they had to fire him. And I think they named the baby Archie or something like that. I forgot what they named the baby. But what's interesting, when they brought the baby out, you know, they had the little the cap on the baby, so you couldn't really see too much. You could see the facial features, and you see the little Negro nose on the baby. See, the baby don't... Babies are not born with nose jobs. You know, the mama, Duchess Meghan, was born, she had a Negro nose. Meghan had a Negro nose, and that baby has a Negro nose. Did y'all see that baby's nose? We got a little nickname. His name is Maurice Red. That's what we're going to name the baby on the streets. All black folks need a street name. That baby's name is Maurice Red, but they named him Archie. You couldn't see his ears. The black folks was looking for the ears. You know, when you see the ears, you know what color the baby's going to really turn out to be. So when I want to see how everybody's going to act when that melanin starts kicking in on that baby. That baby had her original nose. Cute kid. That baby had the original nose. Somebody in the chat room said, that baby ain't black. Boy, you think they are already looking at that baby like a Negro. Don't get it twisted. You don't run systematic white supremacy. In a system of white supremacy, that baby is black. You can sit up and play that game with yourself in Negro land, but Negro land ain't got no power. It has no military force to back its warped logic. You got to have a military and a system to back your logic. So you can sit up there and talk all that who ain't black. The white supremacists who run things say that baby's black. Behind closed doors, at least. You watch out what happened when that baby grow up. Look how Meghan is treated. Notice, I want y'all to don't miss this. Notice how they don't really refer to her as Duchess Meghan. You know, all those other people is Princess Diana. It's Duchess Camilla. You know, they refer to them by their royal title. With her, it's Prince Harry and Meghan. They don't throw that duchess in there for her ass. You know, she's a duchess. But you never hear them say, they rarely say that she's a duchess. They try to forget that. They almost make it seem like she's the help. You understand? So you can sit up and talk about who ain't black. They treat her like a Negro. Look how they treat her. They get the same treatment and even worse because they're in the big house. So don't get it twisted. But I digress. See, we play this little game with each other, this little game of denial, talking about what is and what ain't within the system of white supremacy. And that denial game, that'll get you killed. These folks ain't playing out here. Speaking of folks ain't playing, y'all know that dude, the white supremacist who shot up the Kroger, I think that was in Louisville. I think it was in Kentucky somewhere a few months ago, where he went on a shooting spree. He killed a couple of elderly black people at a Kroger store out there in Kentucky. He tried to shoot up a church. He tried to go into a church first, but the church doors were locked. They actually locked the door, so he couldn't get in. So he went to a Kroger's and started to target black people. And what made him stop was a young black man. It was a young black man who started firing back at his ass. So that guy, his name is George Bush, by the way. And George Bush, he got arrested. I don't even know if they charged him with a hate crime, but I do know they just announced today that he was mentally incompetent to stand trial. And they're going to order him to have a psychiatric evaluation. Look at the pattern here. They did the same thing with that white supremacist who shot up the Waffle House out there in Memphis or Nashville. It was in Tennessee. I always get the cities mixed up. But it was out there in Tennessee. The white supremacist who went and shot all those black people at the Waffle House, they did the same thing for him. They said he's not mentally competent to stand trial. Look at the precedent that they're setting. These folks are hella on code right now. These folks are on code. And you know what they do? What they'll do, they'll say, for now, this person is not mentally competent, so we're going to have a psychiatric evaluation for them. And my sister Aki was breaking this down on Twitter. Shout out to Aki. What this does, this helps create a mental medical record for these white supremacist killers, because they don't have one prior, before the killings. So what they do after the killings, because there's no record of them being mentally incompetent, by after the fact, them assigning them to a mental evaluation, that creates a big record of a psychiatric evaluation. And then they use that record in court to say, hey, he's insane. See his mental record. See his psychiatric evaluation. Look at all these things we found in his psychiatric evaluation. So right now you're giving them an alley-oop to get off. They tried to do the same thing with Dylann Roof. Remember, they tried to do the exact same thing with Dylann Roof, but Dylann was like, no, I ain't crazy. I meant to kill all them people. These folks are hella on code. And they're trying to do the same thing with Eric Holder, who shot Nipsey Hussle. And speaking of that, Chris Darden just quit the case. Chris Darden just made an announcement that he quit, and he was like a big F you to all his haters and all this stuff, because he's getting death threats, and he's like, I don't know why people wouldn't want me to practice the Sixth Amendment. Everybody deserves a lawyer and legal representation. So Chris Darden is feeling the heat. He's saying people are threatening him and all this stuff, and he's making a big announcement that he's quitting the case. My thing is, I want to know who was paying Chris Darden in the first damn place. I still want to know who's paying Chris Darden. Who in the hell is paying Chris Darden? Keep asking that question. See, I ain't trying to get caught up in all that other stuff. Who in the hell is paying Chris Darden? You're not trying to tell me some broke little gangbanger had the kind of money to pay Chris Darden. Keep asking that question. Because the thing is, with that case, there's too many unanswered questions. Well, how come that getaway driver is not arrested still? The getaway driver didn't get arrested. And don't tell me there's some kind of new law. That just doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, down there in Mississippi, Biloxi, Mississippi, some mentally ill dude, black dude, shot a white cop, and they made a real big deal of it down there. And what they did, they started arresting half that dude's neighborhood for being accessories after the fact. I mean, they're arresting random people who had nothing to do with it. They're sweeping up the whole neighborhood because that one mentally ill lone wolf, shot a police officer. Now, they getting everybody. You understand? So I ain't buying this stuff, man. This whole, the case with Nipsey, it's funny style. So don't miss that. Other things happening in the news right now. Y'all know they banned one white supremacist sports fan. He was at the, there was one white supremacist at a sports game, and there was a black commentator, and the white supremacist was behind him throwing up the little white supremacist hand sign. So they banned him. I think they're banning him for life. You know, the OK signal, the white supremacists, they have co-opted the OK signal, and they're using that for their white supremacist signs. And a lot of people are trying to act upset. And they should ban these white supremacists from going to these games. These are very insecure people. The fact that they see these black men running around dominating on a court, on the field, that messes with them. These white supremacists, they cannot compete without a system of non-justice. So they have to go to these games and practice white supremacy. And this is global. This is why they have to go to games, throw up white supremacy signals, yell out the N-word. Even over in Europe, they be calling the black players monkeys. You can't compete without a system of non-justice to help you. And these black men running around on the court when the playing field is equal. See, in sports, everything is equal. And these white supremacists are insecure. You cannot compete with us on an equal level. So it's very important for them to go to games and practice white supremacy like that in the stands. They've always been like that, always going all the way back to Jack Johnson. It's very important for them to be like that. Over there in the UK and Europe and all these other countries, they be throwing bananas and all that stuff on the field. Are you incompetent, insecure, non-competing ass, upset because you can't compete with those brothers on an equal field? And I want more of these brothers to kind of flex their weight to say, hey, look, we need these folks up out of the stadiums. We don't want to play with these people yelling racial epithets, and we have to be subjected to that. I don't give a damn how much money you paying me. Say, hey, look, we need to get them up out of here. And y'all can't have this kind of filth at the games and then get mad because Colin Kaepernick took a damn knee. You can't have it both ways. But I digress. Speaking of the Coon Train, did y'all see the Met Gala this year? The Met Gala was the Coon Train, as far as I'm concerned. It was very coonish. You know, they have these little themes at the Met Gala, and this theme was camp, be campy, whatever. And, you know, it's just an opportunity for black folks to go up there and just buck dance it up, you know. They had a lot of brothers being effeminized up there. You had Odell, football player. Odell up there in a damn dress, supposed to be a kilt, but they had him in a dress. Frank Ocean was there looking like a moist security guard. They had him running around, switching around. It was Billy Porter, that dude. They had him. It was a bunch of dudes brought him in, and he had on a gold sparkly outfit with wings. He's in there looking like Eartha Kitt. I mean, it was just coon fest. When they get the black men, I don't remember seeing any straight looking black men on there. Any black man who was in a dress or feminized, the media was just soaking them up, propping them up all over the place. And don't even get me started on Tiffany Haddish. She was there with fried chicken, giving out fried chicken. And look, I try my best to like Tiffany. I love Tiffany when she was getting her struggle on and coming up in the game. Now that she got on, she feels like she has to really buck dance it up to the white audiences and do a lot of coonish, stereotypical stuff. That little chicken stunt she was doing, giving out fried chicken, was mad coonish. It wasn't even funny. The sole purpose of doing chicken jokes is to coon for white people. That's the only reason to do it. And Tiffany doesn't have to do that. She's feeling the pressure to stay relevant in Hollywood because I guess she struggled so hard to stay on or to get on. And a lot of times when people struggle hard to get on, they feel desperate and they have to do any and everything to please white people. And you don't want to go that route. You don't have to do that. Just be yourself. Or being yourself, might you might have been a coon all along. I don't know. Let me not say that, because some people, you, there might have been a coon lingering in you all along. But that type of stuff, you don't have to do that. You don't have to get into that stereotypical garbage, because chicken jokes, fried chicken jokes, those are not, those type of jokes are not for black audiences. Those jokes are 100% for white audiences. Black people don't find fried chicken jokes funny. There's nothing funny about that. You dig? Somebody in the room said, I cape for her. Yes, I did, because I like Tiffany Haddish. I still like Tiffany Haddish. I like her. I want to see Tiffany win. And I want to see her win by being funny. What she needs to do, I think she needs to do what Kevin Hart does. Kevin Hart, he has like little ghostwriters with him. So he helps, he has a lot of other people behind the scenes helping him, keeping his jokes fresh. They'll throw him some stuff, you know, which is cool. And I think she needs that. I think Jamie Foxx even has that too. He had people like Johnny Mack around him and people throwing jokes at him and bouncing jokes off of him. And, you know, he grabs this and put his little twist on it. You need that. You need people around you, almost like ghost producers. A lot of producers have that. Dr. Dre has like ghost producers, and Timbaland has ghost producers, people around to kind of bounce ideas off of them to keep you fresh so you ain't getting in a slump and doing desperate stuff. So I think she needs something like that. She needs to have people around her behind the scenes kind of throwing things her way that she can use in the public. You know, I don't know how long her little paper is, but, you know, she needs that. Because I want to see that sister win. And when you start getting into the coon thing, I can't rock with that. Yeah, Dr. Dre had DOC. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it was a coon fest to me. So the thing is, you know, we got to be on top of our game. Somebody said, I'm looking at the chat room, somebody said something about Nina Turner. Nina Turner and I are cool. Nina does some things that I disagree with. Nina Turner works for the Bernie Sanders camp. I saw something where Nina was talking about health care for black women and all that, and I'm disagreeing with those tactics. That's another tactic that black folks have to watch out for. What happens is that some of these Democratic politicians, they're going to start this gender thing against black men and black women. They're going to try to divide us up. And these people are not for any one of us. See, they know that black men ain't really going for the okey-doke, so they're going to try to work on black women. I've been seeing this a lot. Have y'all been seeing a lot of Michelle Obama lately? They've been pushing Michelle Obama out here. They got Michelle Obama dancing. You know, they feel like, okay, we need to reach black women. Let's start dancing. Let's get the booty shaking popping. Let's get the dancing cracking. So I've been seeing a lot of that. So we don't need to go for that no more. That's something that we don't need to fall for. Don't let them run this game that they're going to elevate black women somehow and break us up. No, they're not about to elevate black women. And also these police killings and police beatings, understand, nobody's helping black women with that either. See, a lot of these beatings and police targetings, it's being directed at black men primarily, but black women are getting the brunt of a lot of that too. Because did y'all see the video released of Sandra Bland? When Sandra Bland filmed the race soldier gaffling her up in the car, she actually filmed it. And what happened was the police down there in Texas, they hid the footage for years. They hid the footage of Sandra Bland recording the race soldier who arrested her. And in the video, she was saying, look, he's doing all the guy was, he had the taser pulled down on her, threatening her. And she was like, all of this for a turn signal, all of this for a turn signal. So you clearly see this woman was not in a suicidal state of mind. This woman was not in a suicidal state of mind whatsoever. She kept going on and on about how minimal the situation was and how she was being treated. You dig? So understand, this stuff happens to black women too. And there was another video from out here in California, I think it was in Northern California, of a whole black, a family of black women getting gaffled up and slammed by the police. So they're targeting you too. They're beating sisters up, these white supremacist race soldiers. Let's be very clear. You're targeted too, and these white supremacists and these Democrats are not going to help. Yeah, and I also understand they withheld the information on the Oscar Grant case too. So all of these people are on code right now. And black folks, we want to act like we're not in a war. We got to get a war mentality. We got to understand we are in a war. Black folks are playing around. We wait till the last minute when everybody's about to get wiped out in order to wake up and see what's going on. We're in a war. Ignoring that is not going to help you. These white supremacists are out here ready. Down there in Georgia, there was a black man. He was a 62-year-old black man. He got into like a minor fender bender with somebody. Wasn't even a crash. It was a minor fender bender. Then he drove off. Some random white supremacist woman who had nothing to do with the accident, she saw him and she was like, oh, let me chase him down. So she started following the old black man. And then she blocked him at an intersection, got out her car with her gun, and they got into an altercation, and she killed this brother. She murdered this brother, and then tried to act like she tried to pull a Zimmerman, tried to say she feared for her life, and she tried to pull a Zimmerman out there in Georgia. And luckily, they arrested her. They charged her with murder without malice, and she's acting all confused. I don't like that without malice thing. I don't like for them to throw those little whammy bammies in the case. But these folks, yeah, she killed this brother out there in Georgia. So we got to have our eyes open. And look, the way they're setting it up, she might get off. A lot of people are looking at it like, okay, if Zimmerman got off, they've been trying different Zimmerman tactics because now these white supremacists are deputized. So they're going to find a way to possibly get that woman off, see? And that's why black folks all over, we need to keep our eyes open. And by the way, with the case, she tried to lie and say that he pulled the trigger, and then the witnesses said she had on some kind of shirt or a vest or whatever, but she went and changed it and put on like a pink sweater. So this woman looked like she was just driving around looking for a reason to kill somebody black. But this happened in Georgia. So, you know, down in Georgia, brothers be bussing on each other. They shout somebody, who they shot? They shot some brother up in a club. Somebody who was connected to one of these women on the Housewives shows. They shot one brother at a club out there. I heard Offset, the rapper Offset, they shot at he was at some studio and they start shooting at the studio out there. What's going on with that? I don't know all the details, but I heard that Offset, the rapper who's with the Migos, he was at a studio and somebody started shooting at the studio. Where are my Atlanta people? Have y'all heard this? This is something that I heard. Word on the streets. I don't know the details of it, but if anybody in Atlanta, y'all know what I'm talking about. See, this is the thing. Y'all shooting at other rappers out there, and then these white supremacists are walking around chilling. You dig? But we better be on our P's and Q's, sisters especially, because nobody's helping you. You better help yourself. Y'all remember up there in Oregon, this white supremacist, I think about a year ago, he killed two black women on a bus. One of the black women was a Muslim. They tried to make it seem like black and Muslim, but it was a black Muslim sister. But he killed a couple of black women on a bus out there in Oregon, and he's a known white supremacist out there, and he was in court. What I learned is that the day before, he tried to target another sister, and the sister was in court reading a statement about him, and he got real mad when the sister was reading the statement, because he tried to target this one sister the day before and started hurling racial epithets towards her. But what happened, she had pepper spray. She pepper sprayed his ass and then kicked him in his nuts. And so she got away from him. Shout out to that sister. That sister had the spirit of Ogun in her. Shout out to her. But sisters and brothers, you need to start getting your carry game on. And if you're in a state where you cannot practice the Second Amendment and open carry and carry your thing, get you some pepper spray or mace and keep that on you, black men and black women everywhere, because you have random white supremacists out here who have been deputized. You dig? You better keep that. We better be on top of our game at all times out here, because the thing is real. But I digress. Now let's get into the meat of what we're talking about today. I know you guys have seen, or some of you have seen or heard about the interview that Aisha Curry, that's basketball player Steph Curry's wife, she was on Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk, and everybody's talking about the interview. And in the interview, she was talking about how she kind of feels a certain way that she's not getting male attention no more. It would be nice. She was like, well, it would be nice, you know, if I got some male attention, to people, you know, kind of catcalled or found her, you know, found her attractive. And a lot of folks felt a certain way about this. A lot of folks were criticizing her for wanting male attention from somebody other than her husband. And there's, the criticism has been split down the line. There's a lot of people who are critical of her wanting male attention. And there are a lot of people saying, well, I understand what she means. Sometimes it would be nice to know that you're desired by other guys. A lot of people were saying that. Now, let me look in the chat room. In the chat room, let me ask y'all something. Now, I know some of y'all are not in the chat room if you're listening to the playback, but while we're listening live, people in the chat room, if you feel like she should not be trying to get any attention from other dudes, press 1. If you think it's normal and it's natural for women to want to get attention from other guys, and if you kind of agree with her, press 2. So if you think she shouldn't be campaigning for attention, press 1. If you think that it's something that's okay, press 2. Let me see where we are in the room. Okay. Let me see. I see a lot of 2s. Oh, I see a lot of 2s. And I see a lot of 2s, a lot of the women in here. Okay. It's a lot of 2s in here. Oh, well, this is going to be very good then. Okay. Well, let me break this down. Let me break it down. For all you people pressing 2, let me tell y'all women, if you are in a situation like Aisha Curry, let me give you 4 reasons why dudes are not giving you and her attention if you are in her situation. Okay. But let me go on her in specific. 4 reasons why dudes are not giving Aisha Curry attention. Number 1, the first reason is because men aren't giving her attention and they ain't really checking for her like that because she's married to a very well-respected man. Which women, generally, you want to be in a relationship or a marriage with a man who is respected. And a lot of brothers respect Steph Curry, the very well-respected brother in the league. So brothers, they respect him. So out of respect to him, you're not going to be checking for his wife like that in a sexual way, which is good. You're supposed to respect a man and his marriage. We respect him, and not just him. We respect the marriage. And there's nothing wrong with that. All y'all people pressing 2s. Y'all crazy as hell. We respect Steph and the marriage. That's 1. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should want a man who garners that type of respect so that dudes aren't going to check for you like that. You should want a man who you're married to, and dudes have enough respect for him that they're going to respect your relationship and not look at you like that. You should want that. So y'all can't have it both ways. You can't have little dusty, non-respectable Negroes and then whine and complain about them. Y'all complain about dusty Negroes, and then when you get somebody who's respectable, somebody who has respect from other men, respect from his industry, all of it, you want to complain that people don't give him the respect that he's supposed to get. So y'all can't have it both ways. I don't give a damn if it's just a phase. So we're talking some real talk right here. And then number two. Let's get to number two. The second reason that dudes aren't checking for Ayesha Curry and women like Ayesha Curry. Number one, a lot of married women with kids. That's not really our fantasy. A single dude, if I was a single dude, and I'm talking as a single dude, a married woman with a bunch of kids, that's not no damn fantasy. See, dudes, we want to get at women who we can kind of fantasize about. You dig? We ain't fantasizing about babysitting your damn kids. You're a married woman with kids. What we gonna do with that? Let's look at it from a practical standpoint. Let's say we gonna get a little creep on, then you gotta sneak with your husband, then you gotta go find a babysitter. It's too much. You dig? What we gonna do? What am I gonna do with you? See, men, this is a new day and age now. This ain't back in the old days where all the dudes see you walking down the street and they just throw a little line. Hey, how you doing there, hot stuff? Boy, you a brick house girl. It ain't that day no more. No, somebody said Beyonce got 3 kids and dudes aren't checking for Beyonce like that. And Beyonce is very sexy and she's very beautiful, but dudes ain't, out of respect for Jay, dudes don't look at Beyonce like that. As a dude, we like to go for the simple things. We like to go from point A to point B in a simple, timely, practical manner. You look good, I want to smash. You look good, the straight line to you looking good is I want to smash. Okay, I don't want to go through all these obstacles. You married, how you going to get out the house? How you going to go somewhere we going to get our creep on? No, you got all these kids. I ain't taking these kids to Chuck E. Cheese. I ain't got no Chuck E. Cheese money. You know what I'm saying? It's just not practical. It is not practical to get with a woman with all these damn kids who's married. The hell we checking for you for? When there's other options. Damn. That's number one. That's number two. You dig? And the third reason, the thing is what with Ayesha Curry, this is the third reason. This is very important. With her, women, you can't be a wholesome thirst trapper. See, she wants to try to thirst trap, but the water ain't looking right. You dig? If you're thirst trapped, it has to be the right water. The water is too wholesome. You understand? You can't be a wholesome thirst trapper. Why are dudes gonna thirst trap for Ayesha Curry when you have so many other women out here doing the most who we can thirst trap for? See, she wants somebody to thirst trap for her in a sexual way. Find her sexually desirable. Woman, do you know you're in the Instagram thought era? Do you know the kind of stuff that women are out here doing on Instagram? Man, please. I was looking at Instagram earlier. Some woman was popping her coochie. I don't even know who it was. It just be popping up on the gram. Some of this stuff, I don't even know who these people are. You turn on Instagram, the minute you log on, they start suggesting all types of ass and titties and coochie popping. How you gonna compete with that with your little church dresses and your green bean casseroles, Ayesha? You can't thirst trap with Rice Krispie treats when you got these women out here busting it all the way open. And that's a good thing. You shouldn't want to have to compete with that. You're in a different league, which is good. There's so many, y'all, be hustling backwards. Y'all don't know when you winning. Aisha is winning. You already winning. We got this thing where people, we want to hustle backwards in black society. Because the thing is, in black society, you're always told that it's wrong to share an identity with your man. See, in white society and other societies, the women don't mind basking in the glow of their dude. See, Aisha, she wants to kind of, you know, bask in her own glow. I think, wasn't she on like some Nickelodeon shows, or wasn't she a child actress at one point? So she's trying to, you know, act like the shine she's getting, she got it on her own. No, you're getting your shine from your dude, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're getting your shine from your dude. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, I want to have my own identity. I understand that. Have your own identity as the dude's wife. That's what's popping. You dig? And I know she's trying with her cooking show and her cookbooks and all that stuff. I know. I got it. But unless you're making real big, big moves, you're not going to get out of the bask in the glow of your dude unless you're making big moves. The only person I've seen really, really parlay that game, a sister do it, is Tracy Edmonds. Now, Tracy Edmonds parlayed the game. She got on through her dude, through Babyface. She met Babyface because from what I understand, Tracy Edmonds was basically a video chick. And not in a negative sense, not in the sense of, you know, women popping coochie, because back in those days, the video chick was basically the video model. They weren't popping coochie at that time. But she got on by being on a video set. Now, Tracy Edmonds be working the game, man. That woman has a production company. I mean, she's running things, man. And I respect her hustle. Tracy Edmonds worked that. She got out there and worked the hell out of that game. You dig? Especially as a black female, I can respect that type of hustle. See, Aisha, you out here with your cookbooks, you know, making cinnamon biscuits. That ain't going to cut it if you want to really get up out of that glow of Steph Curry. Steph Curry is one of the greatest in the game right now. You dig? So it's hard to step away from that shine. And there's nothing wrong with having your, yeah, Shawnee O'Neal. I give Shawnee O'Neal props. Yes, somebody says Shawnee O'Neal. Shout out to Shawnee O'Neal. Shawnee O'Neal stepped the game up. Much respect to Shawnee. Shawnee went out here thirst trapping for niggas. Shawnee's out here hustling. Doing it. They gave her the alley-oop and she did it. She ain't out here with no damn cookbooks. Shawnee's out here hustling the game. I ain't mad at her. You dig? So you got to step that game up a little bit if you want to step out of that bask. You want to step out of that Steph Curry glow. Because that man, he's on the top of his game right now. This man is in his prime right now. So you sitting up mad because you ain't getting the same attention as he's getting. That's really what it boils down to. Her situation, because it's not really about no dudes. It's really about her and Steph. She's upset that he's getting all this shine and she ain't getting the same shine that she used to get. Yes, Shawnee is very sexy too. Shawnee O'Neal is a very sexy sister. But Aisha, she's kind of game goofy. And Aisha is kind of used to being the cute girl in the family. I've seen some of her sisters. They're a little husky. No disrespect, no shade. So she's the fine sister. So she's the one in the family who's, they've always paid attention to her. It's always the little fine sister. So she's used to getting all the attention. Aisha's used to getting all that attention in the family. So now she's in a relationship with a dude who's getting more attention than her. So now it's bothering her. So now you got Steph shining and everywhere he's going, you know, you got to kind of play second fiddle to that. So you miss being the belle of the ball because your man is getting all that. You understand? And now that Aisha's getting older, he's like, oh, damn, I'm going to start looking like my sisters. So I need some reassurance. How come these dudes ain't hollering at me? And that brings us to number four. And this is the most important reason why dudes aren't checking for Aisha Curry and married women with kids like her. Number four, the main reason why dudes ain't checking for you is because of the damn Me Too movement and Time's Up and all these anti-black male white feminist run campaigns to demonize black men for hollering at women. That's one of the main reasons why we ain't checking for you, or no dude is checking for you, because they damn near criminalize black men trying to holler at women. And the fact that you are a married woman with kids, knowing that you are basically unattainable, it would be damn near criminal at this point to even say something to you, because we know that that can be used against us. Ain't nobody hollering at you, and you got Me Too, and you better thank Tarana Burke and all these people for us not hollering at your ass. Because the thing is, if we hollered at you, if men were really checking for Aisha Curry like that, let's be real, if men were catcalling her and men were trying to get with her, and if men were eyeballing her, and if men were like, hey, let me holler at you, I know you're married, but if men were doing that, Aisha Curry's ass would be out here running around talking about, oh my God, all of this toxic masculinity. Oh my God, the street harassment is just horrible. Oh my God, Me Too. She'd be the spokesperson for Me Too. Hell no, we ain't hollering at your ass, Aisha. We ain't messing with you at all. We respect your marriage, and you should too. Find somebody else to thirst trap for you. I'm good. All that toxic masculinity garbage, we good on that. Bye, Aisha. We ain't rocking with you like that. She'd be the first one out here complaining. And they'll be using black men as the poster children for it. And people be demonizing us trying to get laws passed. Hell no, Aisha. Ain't nobody checking for you. Bye, Aisha. If I see you, bye. You ain't looking at me. Hell no, I ain't looking at you. What? Let me holler at your husky little sister or something. I ain't hollering at you. No, thank you. We ain't about to cater to your damn ego, and y'all done made it damn near legal for us to talk to women now. Hell no. Bye, Aisha. When you come in the room, first thing I'm going to say, can Steph autograph my jersey? I'm asking for Steph. And can you give me some of your green bean casserole? That's all I want to know. Anybody checking for you like that? Not in this climate, not in this Me Too era. No, if we shoot our shot, we ain't going to shoot our shot and risk it all. We're going to shoot our shot for something that we have, something that could be attainable. That's what you shoot your shot for. You shoot your shot for something that's going to be attainable. You're not going to risk your freedom. At this point, you're damn near risking your freedom trying to holler at somebody. So I ain't going to holler at no damn married-ass woman with kids so you can flip and then try to demonize me and other black folks. No, thank you. Bye, Aisha. We good. Shit, these people had whole street harassment campaigns. How we got to stop being so toxic and stop trying to talk to women on the streets and stop trying to holler at women who's married. And oh, hell no. No, thank you. No, thank you. Find somebody else. Go find you some Mexicans. The thirst trap for your ass. We ain't gonna holler at you. Go walk by a construction site and let them holler at you. Brothers ain't checking for you. We already know what the game is. We ain't playing that game no more. Thank Tarana Burke and thank all of them. Bye, Aisha. I ain't got nothing to say to you. She's cute and everything. Yeah, she's a cute chick. But hell, I mean, this is California, especially out here. There's a whole bunch of cute chicks out here. There's too many options. Too many options. We're good. We ain't here to cater to your ego and build your damn ego up. No, thank you. Bye, Aisha. So that's what it is. So ladies, y'all get off that. Don't try to. Y'all can't play this game. Y'all can't sit up here and have all that Me Too and Time's Up and street harassment talk and then get mad when brothers ain't checking for you. You can't have it both damn ways. You cannot have it both ways. We don't want to hear that. Y'all done sat up here and let these people, Tarana Burke and all these folks, sit up here and demonize brothers and damn near criminalize brothers for saying hi and then complain when we don't. You cannot have it both ways. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. If you want to holler, come holler at me. That's how we got to be players about it. You got to choose. All that, that day is over where dudes are saying, hey, good looking. You whistling? No, those days are over. You better choose me. You better come to me and hit me in the DM and say something. Fax me a picture of your titty. Let me know you're interested. You got to choose. We gonna keep it all the way mackish over here. I ain't trying to holler at nothing. Choose me. If you want it, choose it, damn it. They're about playing games with y'all right now. Ain't about to boost your ego so you can go home to your husband. Hell no. No thank you. Y'all better get it together. Anyway, man, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Let me get up out of here. Got things to do. I hope you guys have a good, happy Mother's Day weekend this weekend. Do some good things for your mom. Take your baby mom skating. Do something special for her. Get her a nice Indian weave if you're going to get her something. Women love weaves. Get your baby mom a weave for Mother's Day. Get her a waist trainer and a coupon for a pedicure, because I've been seeing some of these women's feet. And brothers, y'all better get y'all women's feet right. I've been walking around seeing these women feet looking like ocean barnacles. Get your baby mama's feet together, get her weave right, and get her a waist trainer, and then y'all go somewhere nice on Mother's Day with your baby's mom. All right, don't forget to go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. look, we Hidden Colors 5, most likely that's going to be in the theaters on August 1st. We're looking at August 1st. I'm hollering at the theaters now. We're getting that together now. We're looking at August 1st for Hidden Colors 5, guys. So get ready for that. Get ready for that. August 1st for Hidden Colors 5. We're getting ready for it. I'm up out of here, guys. I will see you this Sunday on my live Ustream, or I always say Ustream, YouTube show. Holla.